Merry Christmas, and welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. A natural Christmas tree is a wonderful centerpiece for the holiday season, but when the presents are unwrapped and the guests return home, taking down the tree is a task that lies ahead. But don't be in such a rush, as a well-watered tree can last into January. When the time comes to remove the tree, consider recycling it for a second act. SDSU Extension Tree Specialist John Ball offers suggestions.
It can become a bird feeder out in your yard for the rest of the winter. Some communities collect them and put them on lakes to sink and become artificial reefs. Some cities pick them up and grind them up and turn them into very useful mulch. So the second life to that Christmas tree can be almost as good as the first life.
Homeowners can cut off branches themselves for garden armor, enriching the soil as needles fall off. Use boughs from your Christmas tree to shade broad-leaved evergreen shrubs from harsh winter sun and to block out gnawing pests. Some communities even use collected trees as erosion barriers, lining them along beaches and shorelines to soften the forces of winter waves. Tree drop-off sites are often designated in communities after the holidays, but be sure to remove any lights, decorations, and plastic container bags before contributing to the pile. Christmas tree recycling is a way to give back to the environment after the gifting season ends. It keeps more seasonal trees out of the local landfills while supporting other ecosystems. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.